Last month, the outdoor classroom at the Wasserman Center for Human Rights was dedicated. This classroom, which is located in Boise, is named after Marilyn Schuller, the Anne Frank Memorial co-founder and longtime director of the Idaho Human Rights Commission. She passed away in 2017. This classroom is a stone and steel breezeway on the eastern side of the Idaho Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial. And near the classroom is a new statue. It's titled The Spiral of Injustice, and it is causing quite a stir. Wasserman Center Executive Director Dan Prinzing is joining me in studio to talk more about this inspiring piece of artwork. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Gemma.
Tell me first about the statue. Was there always a plan to bring in a piece of artwork when the outdoor classroom was created?
I think what was always so important for us to look at is that we're so much more than just bricks and mortar. And it was really in the design of the classroom, what was the expanded messaging? What was the content that could be shaped there? So there had been a preliminary thought to what type of public art could be incorporated in this, into the space. What we have to recognize, of course, it's the iconic statue of Anne Frank. Mm-hmm. That's what is known in the memorial, and nothing could ever compete with that. So if we were going to introduce new art, what would that be? And what would its relationship be with Anne Frank?
So for people who have not seen the new statue, explain to me what it is. Describe it a little bit.
And it goes back to the core of what is the Wasserman Center programming. Mm-hmm. Two of our core programs deal with the spiral of injustice and be an upstander. And we said, how do we bring those messages and that content into the memorial? So we actually approached metal artist Ken McCall, Boise artist with, and we said, here is our concept. Here is our programming on the spiral. How would you interpret that in an art piece? And frankly, we were kind of blown away with what he, in looking at core content, came back in a design that really captured the heart of it, that at its core, you see the other. Mm-hmm. Now, in our program, we talk about the other based on race, religion, ethnicity, nationality, gender, ability, all these factors that have marginalized somebody, demeaned someone in the community with it. And he has captured that at its core. The other is there, but then the spiral wraps around mm-hmm. it. And it's the spiral of injustice in language, avoidance, discrimination, violence, and elimination. And you see this interplay with the art. You know, we often say that art can create awareness. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's also important that art create action.
And what's interesting to me is the feedback and the response you've been getting about this,
phenomenal,
this piece of art.
And this was really stepping out of our box. I was nervous because Anne is so iconic, and we did not want to compete. But now all of a sudden, and Anne's out of bronze, mm-hmm. and now we put in a form, it's out of stainless. So it's a contemporary surface. There's a shininess to the surface. And with the up lights, it's even shinier. But it was the moment we were talking with an art educator at Boise State, and she looked at the piece and she said, you know, I come to the memorial today, and Anne Frank's story is not my story. I see it, but I don't relate with it. It's a piece of history. But I look at the spiral of injustice, and I see myself. And in seeing myself, I understand Anne's story. And I thought, if that's what we have accomplished, a new generation and a new look at the memorial, that I see myself here, this is my story. I think if we had a goal in the construction, is that we want anyone and everyone to come to the memorial and find themselves. Mm-hmm. It's not a singular story.
I'm speaking with Dan Prinzing. He is the executive director of the Wasserman Center for Human Rights. We're talking about this new statue that is right there near the outdoor classroom and really the stir and the conversation that it's creating. And I think that's a good point, Dan, that you just brought up, because I think when I love the Anne Frank Monument, and it is it's a talking piece, I think, especially with your children. But this new art piece seems to take that conversation one step farther.
Right. When we had to really look, and if I'm looking historically at how did the Holocaust occur and what were the events that transpired over the time with it, well, it was a story that began with words. Mm-hmm. You know, the Holocaust did not begin in the death camps. It began with words that were thrown around. We had demonized, we had marginalized people within society. They became the target, our scapegoat. And so that, when you look now at the statue of the spiral and you see that first level, it's language. And it's almost got a stranglehold on that centerpiece of it. It's wrapped around the neck. And with it, what I love, and of course, and what should art be? it's subject to interpretation. Mm-hmm. So you're stepping up, and it is a piece that begs you to touch it. So not only do we have the levels of the spiral of injustice identified, but they're in English, Spanish, Arabic, Hebrew, Chinese, and Braille. That's the words that are wrapping around the spiral itself with it. And so it's begging people, come up and touch, relate to it, see yourself in this, and then begin to question. And I think what we have to also put right there next to the statue is a new dedicated stone of a man who during the Holocaust saved 700 Jews in his glass factory in Poland. And the key word on the stone is chose. He chose to it. And so what we always talk in our programming, how do we interrupt the spiral of injustice? By being an upstander. It is an intentional choice.
And what's amazing, too, is looking at this piece of art and seeing a call to action, because a lot of people find a call to action in many different ways, but art can really do that as well.
It does inspire. It creates an awareness. And I think that's what we're discovering, that the full collection of the new content, the packaging, the new messaging with the memorial. We've always said that the memorial is a great place to cause hope. It inspires, perhaps it creates a conversation, but it's not enough. If we don't act upon what we think and what we're talking about, if the issue still exists with it, and now what we're finding, people are reacting to that call to action. The question becomes, if I see or hear injustice, now what am I going to do?
Dan, I want to thank you for coming in today. And that new statue again is near the new outdoor classroom right there in Boise by the library in downtown Boise. It is called Spiral of Injustice. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
My guest today, Dan Prinzing, the executive director of the Wasmuth Center for Human Rights.